You're listening to. You're listening to the Lucky Rock. You're listening to the Lucky Rock online comedy show. Available exclusively at MyLuckyRock.com. Let's get to our last interview of the week with my favorite guest on the Lucky Rock. Please welcome back Todd Powers, or as you may know him, Hippochristian. Todd, are you here?
I'm here.
What's the problem?
The problem is that I can't get you to stop calling me Hippochristian.
But isn't that what your employees call you?
Not anymore. In exchange for their silence, I've been able to offer them a very handsome compensation package. And I'm happy to report we've restored employee benefits. Again, in exchange for their contractually agreed upon and completely legally binding silence.
So you bought them off.
Let's just say if any of my employees appear on your show or feed you any more clearly erroneous information, I'll be forced to unleash my $500 an hour bulldog attorney on them faster than Michael Jackson heads for a plastic surgeon.
Let's talk about something besides Michael Jackson. We just had Easter, day where we celebrate Jesus' rise from the dead. Did you go to Easter services?
Well, yes, of course I went. Easter is one half of what I like to call Dos Grandes.
Dos Grandes. Okay, that means the big two. So what are you talking about?
Easter and Christmas. Dos Grandes. I figure if God is such a good God, then surely if I attend on Dos Grandes, he practically has to give me a pass on my pathetic lifestyle and my extramarital affairs.
You call yourself a Christian, but you don't even know that God's grace, as in we don't deserve it, is not earned by going to church or whatever else, but it's given to us through faith in Jesus Christ.
That brings me to another point. I don't know if you saw it, but I've been very excited about this lost tomb of Jesus.
You and James Cameron both, right?
You could make fun of it, but he stumbled onto something. I'm amazed that they found the family tomb of Jesus himself.
Archaeologists have known about this gravesite for years, and they've almost universally dismissed it as the lost tomb of Jesus. More important, if it really was Jesus' family tomb, and he didn't rise from the dead, then as Paul said, Christians are the most pathetic of all.
I'm gonna have to disagree with Paul on that one. I believe that the Bible and Christianity really aren't about what happened 2,000 years ago in the life of some guy named Jesus. They're about what's happening right now in our hearts.
Well, Todd, you're dead wrong. Christianity is amazing because it sets up the fact that it's real and that it's historically verifiable. And that if it's not historically verifiable, then it's not real and it's not valid and you shouldn't believe it. And you really should just live however you want, because tomorrow you die.
Speaking of what I want, I've learned the secret to life.
Oh my gosh, not you too, Todd.
That's right. I've learned that I am a magnet attracting all things to me via the signals I'm emitting through my thoughts and feelings. I've discovered how to become a powerful magnet for the creation of personal wealth, better relationships, and better health.
All right. Let's talk about this for a minute. According to The Secret, thoughts become things, and the law of attraction, which is that you can attract what you want to yourself just by thinking about it, works every time. Therefore, if I think I'll be rich, I'll become rich. Therefore, if I want a better car, I'll become a better car. I think I have a better car. How does it go, Todd?
Here's how it goes. You're the most powerful magnet in the universe. If you want something badly enough, the universe will come around.
How can every individual person be the most powerful magnet in the universe? That doesn't make any sense.
You're putting too much thought into it. If you think it's true, it will be true.
All right, Todd, let me just ask you one final question before my listeners puke their guts out. According to The Secret, the opposite is also true. If you can attract things, then you can repel things. So if bad things happen to you, basically it's your fault. So like one of your secret gurus said in a recent TV interview, the kids in Darfur who are suffering under mass genocide are really just the victims of their own bad thoughts.
Mr. Lucky Rock, The Secret is all your questions will be answered if you just attract the universe. I mean, attract the powerful. The universe is a magnet.
Todd, it's no secret. You don't even know what The Secret is.
Powers Automotive, still Christian owned.
You've just listened to the Lucky Rock.